Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Well, it looks like we all dodged a pretty powerful bullet last night, or many of us did. There was some damage in West Kentucky, a fatality in Missouri up around Cape Girardeau. From what I understand, that's it. I'm a little late getting on the air this morning. Wanted to check around, find out if we had any damage in the area, anything significant. I think there are some minor things. We had some roads that were underwater temporarily. The county road department is out right now checking everything else. The only road that I know that is still closed this morning is there at Skin Frame Creek. If you go the back roads to Eddyville from down around Cobble Springs, you go through Tabor Road. That's the big cutoff road right now with the bridge out on 295 between Dykesburg and Edible. So if you go that detour route back there, it's still underwater there at Skin Frame Creek in Lyon County this morning. Other than that, just be cautious as they're expecting much more rain. Folks around Crittenden County and Livingston County will be dealing with this flooding issue over the next few days. Turn around, don't drown, is the old saying. Don't go through standing water in any of these low spots that we always get them. We know where they're at. We know the troublesome areas. Avoid those at all possibility during this next few days as we continue to deal with this weather that's going to challenge us. So be safe while you're out there. In other local news, Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass are celebrating a great event over the weekend at Foes Hall, where they had their spring hayride and inducted a couple of new individuals into the Crittenden County Music Hall of Fame. It was a record-breaking performance there, raising more than $6,500 for the local food bank with local artists and just great entertainment throughout the evening. Now, those inducted into the Music Hall of Fame were local resident Corey Kreider, who is a well-accomplished opera singer as well as a performer over the weekend at the hayride. So congratulations to Corey Walker and also Corey Kreider and also Leon Walker. Leon is a former musician who lived here and did a lot of great work in his younger days, and unfortunately he's passed on now, and his daughter Sandy Walker accepted on his behalf. Now, you can read more about those two individuals in next week's full edition of the Crittenden Press. And again, I want to remind everybody about the bridge that's out on Dam 50 Road. That's also known as Kentucky Highway 387. It's between 91 North. Most people know that as the Ferry Road. So between Kentucky 91 and Riverview Park on the Ohio River, the Dam 50 area, as it's also known, that bridge is out and will be out until August. I was down there yesterday and spent a little time talking to some of the folks. The bridge is closed right now. It has not been torn out yet. I think they were going to wait until all this rain passes over the weekend. But this is a significant closure because of Riverview Park being a very popular destination for campers and boaters and fishermen during the summertime months. It's going to create a little bit of an issue for them traveling from Marion or wherever they're coming from to get there. They're going to have to go through Mattoon and maybe through the Amish country. You can also go through Ford's Ferry Road and Turkey Knob Road to access it. The problem is there are very narrow roads in that area that you'll have to access the park with, and campers are pretty wide. There are places where some of those roads are about 16 to 80 feet wide. And that will make it very problematic to get to the destination. The best road is go through Mattoon and down to Cotton Patch Road, but that turn will be very difficult to negotiate at Cotton Patch, where the new bridge was put in a few years ago.
I'm not sure big campers, long ones certainly can make that turn. So keep that in mind. Talk to Perry Newcomb, the county judge executive. They have a website where reservations are made for Riverview Park. There's eight public camping sites there with all the hookups you need, you know, water and sewer and electricity, and they're full in the summertime. And they're going to still be open, of course, but getting there will be difficult. So one of the things they're going to do is the website where you make your reservations, they've put it in manual mode so that you can't do it automatically. You'll have to call in to the county judge's office to make your reservations. So if you know anybody that's planning on being down there this summer, you might pass this along to them. What they're going to do when the folks call in and make their reservations is advise them of the situation, the travel issues getting into the area, and try to help them pick the best route to get to Riverview Park.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
And in other local news, if any of the folks traveling past Crittenden Hospital over the past few days have noticed some sandbagging out there, talked to Sean Bright, the CEO, and what they've been doing is sandbagging some of the areas that are prone to flooding. That creek that runs right behind the hospital has been getting up into some of their storage buildings, and so they're going to protect some of those medical records and things that are there by sandbagging around those doors to protect those buildings as much as they can over the next few days, as we expect some record rainfall for Marion and Crittenden County. Also, something we had in the Crittenden Press this week you want to be aware of is that the city of Marion, in response to recent federal action and ongoing recovery from previous severe weather, has issued an executive order extending the local tax payment deadline and waiving penalties for certain fees and taxes. They did this by executive order to match a federal order that came out a few weeks ago. The city's executive order mirrors that federal extension, automatically delaying the date due for local gross receipt taxes. If you want more information about that option, see this week's Crittenden Press. Now, a local high school student has earned some special recognition. Emerson Ramage, who is a senior at Livingston Central High School and a co-op student out at Crittenden County Animal Clinic in Marion, recently won third place in a state school welding sculpture contest. She spent the entire school year developing a hat sculpture. It's a cowboy hat. Her welding teacher is Jason Culver, and you can see that sculpture in this week's Crittenden Press.
Hello friends, this is Shanna down at H&H Home and Hardware, and I want to know if you know what's just as easy as raising 10 chickens. That's right, it's raising 20, so you might as well make it 40. Chicken math is in full swing down at H&H. Live chicks available now, with new breeds arriving every week. So round the kids up, bring them on down, and let's hang out a while. That's H&H Home and Hardware. Right across from Food Giant in the old Shopco building. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 6, and we hope that you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram so that you can keep up with all the exciting things going on.
I know a lot of you have grandchildren and children in the local youth sports leagues, and if you're interested in clipping out their names and pasting those on the refrigerator, you can grab this week's Crittenden Press, where we have every child that's participating in the Little League Soccer, Little League Baseball, and Little League Softball programs out at Marion Crittenden County Park. Their names are in the paper this week, listed with their coaches and their teams and their age division. So grab your newspaper, cut that out like old times, and paste it up on the fridge. Always like to tell you about the throwback feature that we also have in the newspaper. And 10 years ago this week, you know, we do 10 years, 25, and 50 years, and have a lot of segments in each one of those periods. But the 10 year ago feature includes some pretty interesting information about middle school students who were semifinalists in the Kentucky High School Speech League's Junior State Tournament held at the University of Kentucky. Again, that was a decade ago. The students receiving superior ratings and ranking in the top third of the state's competitors in their respective categories were Ashley Dunkerson, Ellie McGowan, Kyron Hicks, James Kreider, Kinley McDaniel, Sammy Greenwell, Anzi Gobin, J.C. Driver, Harley Wesley, Emma Heron, and Callista Jones. And you can read more about that again in the Crittenden Press throwback feature that's in this week's newspaper. And to wrap up our news segment, Gilbert Funeral Home has welcomed Joe Gray to its staff. Gray is a Caldwell County High School graduate. He holds a bachelor's degree in accounting and finance from Murray State. After spending several years in accounting and church business administration, he returned to West Kentucky and entered into the funeral service profession in 2002 along with Rick Morgan over in Princeton. And now he's over here at Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion, Kentucky. In local obituaries, we have one to tell you about. William Roberts, Old Bill Frazier, 79, of Marion, passed away peacefully on March 31st in Paducah after a prolonged battle with Lewy body dementia. A celebration of life service will be held from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, that's this coming Saturday, at the Lakes of Paducah. And I have a couple of meetings to tell you about, one in particular you want to take note of. That'll be on Monday at the Crittenden County Office Complex, where the Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet in special session to discuss possible creation of a new taxing district to support the ambulance service. Now, if you want to speak, because that's a special meeting, you need to call ahead of time and get your name on the list to make any public comment. Now, that meeting is set to begin at 6 p.m. Also, early next week, the Marion Code Enforcement Board meets at 5 p.m. on Monday at City Hall, and Livingston County Board of Education meets at 5 p.m. Monday, April 14th at its central office on the Cutoff Road.
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now.
And in local sports on Tuesday evening out at Marion Crittenden County Park, the Lady Rockets softball team swept a doubleheader against Hardin County, Illinois. The girls dominated the Cougar women in the opener, posting an 11-1 victory in five innings. Elliot Evans went 3-for-4 at the plate and scored three runs to lead Crittenden County offensively while earning the win in the circle. Anna Boone added two hits, two runs, and three RBIs in that game. And in the nightcap, Crittenden County scored early and relied on solid pitching from Brody Rich to blank Hardin County 3-0. Evans and Morgan Piper each scored runs, while Boone, Macy Bell Hardesty, and Abigail Champion also contributed with hits as Crittenden County improved to 5-3 on the season. Now, the Rocket baseball team was not as fortunate against Hardin County on the same evening at the park. They lost 7-2 to the Cougars, who plated five runs in the first three innings and added two more in the fourth to build a lead of 7-0 before Crittenden chipped away a bit at it but couldn't close the gap any further. For the Rockets, Hudson Stokes led Crittenden County, going 3-for-4 with two runs scored. Eli Lavelle added two hits, and Davis Perriman drove in one run. And for all you NCAA basketball fans, three games to go. All of the number one seed in the men's college basketball tournament have made it to the Final Four. Duke will play Houston in the first game on Saturday. Duke is a 4.5 favorite in that game. And then Florida is a 2.5 point favorite over Auburn in the other semifinal. The championship game will be played on Monday. Those games will be at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. And to close things out, I want to remind everyone that the spring turkey season for youth hunters gets underway this weekend. Saturday and Sunday will be the youth-only wild turkey hunt. And with that, we're going to wrap things up this morning. Stay safe in all this water that's coming down the pipe. Stay on the high ground, I guess you might say, and good luck as we prepare for what they're calling perhaps some record rainfall over the next few days. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.